This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Collaborative Leadership Style, Chapter 11 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016, where chapters 2 through 10 describe the 9 activities of the leadership system. This chapter describes how leaders should behave while performing them, 9 personal behaviors that together form a collaborative leadership style. Here is the summary. Latham opens with the premise that organization design is inherently a collaborative process. No single individual knows enough to design an organization alone, although many try, and even if such a person existed, involving others in the design reduces resistance when it comes time to implement. A collaborative leadership style, in his words, is the art of leading transformation. The chapter presents 9 leader behaviors that support the system for leading design and transformation. Role model, respect for people, collaboration, communication, persistence, holding people accountable, systems thinking, personal involvement, and personal learning. For each behavior, Latham provides a set of leadership questions that cross-reference the behavior against all 9 leadership activities, effectively creating a 9x9 self-assessment grid for leadership teams. The first behavior is role model. We change organizational designs expecting different behaviors, and that change requires individuals to change. So to be credible, the leader as chief organization architect must change first. Without credibility, the new design falls flat. Latham cites the military saying that a leader is always on parade, and Gandhi's idea that you must become the change you want to see. Role modeling rests on integrity in the sense of a completely unbroken style. Leaders whose visible behavior aligns with the desired culture help that culture evolve and reduce resistance to change. Practically, this means leaders personally lead stakeholder identification, keep their words and actions aligned with the mission, vision, and values, demonstrate prioritization, and the discipline to say no even to good ideas, sponsor redesign projects, and use their formal power to help teams navigate what Latham calls self-serving silos, and personally participate in reviews, recognition, and learning. The second behavior is respect for people. Caring for and treating everyone fairly is the essential prerequisite for a culture of trust and teamwork. If you want people to collaborate and change, you have to treat them with respect, regardless of position or status. Respect creates the conditions for engagement, collaboration, and innovation from top to bottom, and it comes naturally to leaders who are humble but confident. In practice, it shows up as building win-win relationships with stakeholders, setting high but realistic goals that let people do quality work without ethical dilemmas, measuring respect in the annual employee survey, enabling frank two-way dialogue in performance reviews, and giving feedback respectfully even when letting someone go. The third behavior is collaboration itself. Transformation is complex, and creating sustainable excellence requires a team-based approach. Latham quotes Tim Brown, the chief executive of the design firm IDEO, on how the growing complexity of products and services has replaced the myth of the lone creative genius with the enthusiastic interdisciplinary collaborator. Successful organization architects combine humility with the confidence to advocate and lead, and they do not care about sole credit. Collaboration reduces resistance, builds trust, and produces richer learning. Concretely, leaders involve stakeholders in setting direction, developing the mission and vision, shaping strategy, choosing scorecard measures, and running cross-functional performance reviews, and they avoid promoting people who are not collaborative team players. The fourth behavior is communication. Latham's striking claim is that design is communication. An organization's design is manifested in information artifacts that communicate its systems, strategy, methods, and values. Transformation requires frequent communication through both formal and informal channels, conveying both the need for change and the approach to it. Frank two-way dialogue is the critical skill, providing feedback often available only face-to-face, while consistent, persistent communication of the compelling directive creates positive tension for culture change. Still, actions speak louder than words, which loops back to role modeling. Leaders should also communicate how scorecard measures were selected and what they mean, and celebrate both success stories and innovative failures widely. The fifth behavior is persistence. Most employees have watched change initiatives come and go, partly because developing strategy is more fun than the hard work of implementing it. Latham invokes Machiavelli's observation that nothing is more difficult or dangerous than initiating a new order of things, because the reformer faces enemies among those who profit from the old order and only lukewarm defenders among those who would benefit from the new. Successful organization architects are tenacious. Even facing resistance, they never blink, even if they privately harbor doubts, while remaining open to honest assessment. Consistency of message reduces resistance, and accountability raises the tension needed to overcome the status quo. One chief executive captured the daily endurance required. You have to go in and blow up the balloon every day. The sixth behavior is holding people accountable. Many organizations craft compelling visions, but skip the follow-through that makes them real. Accountability maintains the tension necessary for transformation and culture change. The align, coach, appreciate process from Chapter 9 is the primary method for helping people change, but when it fails, leaders sometimes have to remove employees. Tolerating behavior inconsistent with the chosen direction undermines everything. If someone can succeed in the organization without supporting the transformation is doomed. Leaders also turn forced, often adversarial accountability to stakeholders into proactive win-win relationships and hold people accountable for fact-based management and for improvement as an integral part of their jobs. The seventh behavior is systems thinking. Sustained high performance requires identifying the leverage points that yield the greatest impact for the least effort and expense. Because it is rare for any one person to understand multiple functional areas, systems thinking in organizations is usually a collaborative exercise, which itself builds teamwork and learning. Systems thinkers reject the zero-sum view. They enable, empower, and engage people to create quality products and services, which creates satisfied customers who return and refer others, which in turn makes investors happy. In practice, leaders avoid taking from one stakeholder to serve another, focus strategy on system leverage points, sponsor cross-functional redesign initiatives, analyze relationships among scorecard measures, and reject solutions narrowly based on individual functions. The eighth behavior is personal involvement. Latham quotes the line that leadership is a contact sport. You cannot delegate the overall design and integration of the organization system, and you cannot lead transformation from behind your desk. Even self-described introvert leaders develop systematic methods to make the rounds. Some leaders keep personal scorecards tracking where they spend their time, setting goals for time with key stakeholders, from employee conversations to listening in on the customer care line. In some teams, publicly comparing these scorecards sparked good-natured competition. Personal involvement sets the example, reduces resistance, and ensures people have what they need to execute. The ninth behavior is personal learning. Successful leaders of transformation are never satisfied with themselves or their organization. They become the change through reflection and learning from education and experience. Latham recounts a follower who, asked why they were not changing, replied that they would change when they saw the chief executive change. Learning from failure matters as much as learning from success. Three things enhance personal learning. Humility, because the ego may be the biggest barrier to learning. Systems thinking, which moves learning beyond isolated facts to how components interact. And collaboration, which adds perspectives to the discussion. Latham closes with reflection questions inviting you to rate yourself and your leadership colleagues against all nine behaviors, identifying strengths and gaps individually and as a group. His reassurance, the nine leadership activities are systematic approaches captured in formal documents, so they need not be memorized, while the nine behaviors can be practiced until they become habit. Together, system and style shape the culture. For your organizational assessment work, this chapter offers a ready-made diagnostic lens, assessing a leadership team against these nine behaviors and against the behavior by activity questions often reveals why a technically sound design is failing in practice. That is the end of the summary.